when we have two choices, we choose between two things, both of which are relatively speaking good, or then how do we choose? See, yes, certainly we don't have access to Krishna right now like Arjuna had, but we all have something called conscience. Conscience in Sanskrit is called as Viveka Buddhi, the sense of right and wrong. Now, this conscience is also like a muscle. The more we train it, the better it becomes. So, if there are situations in our life when we know what is right and what is wrong. There are many situations when we do know what is right and wrong. And if in those situations we choose what is right, then that means we are showing Krishna, who is there in our heart, that I want to make right choices. And when the choice is clear and that time we make right choices, by that we show Krishna, I do want to make right choices. And then even when the choices are not so easy or so clear, Krishna will give us the guidance. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. So if the practical situations are there where we are not able to decide, then we just use our whatever intelligence we have and make a decision.
Yeah.
And act accordingly. And afterwards we look back and learn.
Yeah.
Okay. So I made this decision, and what was my thinking at this time? I thought like this, like this. But then it turned out I didn't think of this feature. If I thought of this, I would have done like this. So another thing is that Krishna also guides us through his representatives. So when we come in the association of devotees, we hear classes that we get learn general principles. Then we also develop relationship with devotees. We may have a counselor, we may have some mentors. We have some spiritual guides in the devotee community also. Them also we can ask. And you cannot trouble them in day-to-day life. I agree. No, but as I said that... So, it depends on... See, if there are major decisions in life, we should definitely consult. But small decisions, we can always take ourselves and then look back and learn. Okay, I did like this. Okay, this did not work out so well, so I should do like this. And it's not that we shouldn't think that Krishna is a fault-finding God who is just waiting to catch us doing wrong. It's not like that. Krishna is a coach. He's not a critic. He's a coach. That means even if we do wrong, the coach always sees the potential of the athlete and wants to bring out the best. So like that, even if we do something wrong, Krishna's purpose is not just to punish us for wrong. Krishna's purpose is to guide us towards the right. So he will help us move onwards.
When we take a decision, we take a step.